Outside the Pizza Box is an independent product and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Welcome to another edition Outside the Pizza Box. You're tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and also 540 AM, 101 FM, out of Waukesha, the Shaw. Caw-caw! What a week in America, huh? Yeah, America, advanced state of disturbia. For real. I mean, first of all, I guess.
Is that one of your songs today? Disturbia? Is that a band?
Ooh.
Or is that a song?
No, Disturbia, I think, is maybe the name of a movie. Maybe there's a band and a song.
I didn't mean to throw you off. Continue.
No, that's all right. It's okay to throw me off. I like being thrown off once in a while.
Well, I'm good for that. Sorry.
Go ahead. Yeah. Hey, you know, the marijuana doesn't throw me off. Might as well have my engineer and co-producer and co-host and extraordinary. No, hey, as you can tell, I'm easily embarrassed my whole life, right? But I am embarrassed today because I'm American, right?
Oh, boy.
January 6th. I kind of started to watch it, and then I kind of thought, well, I'm going to have to probably wait till, like, maybe later because none of this stuff is really new to me. I know you got a little more greasy details in there and stuff, but I'm going to tell you something. After the election, November of 2020. I guess I knew they were going to attack the Capitol before they did, huh? Is that what people are telling me? Because, okay, what they confirmed that this effort was going to take place on, December 7th. Yeah, Pearl Harbor Day, because we're patriots. We're going to destroy democracy. What a bunch of clowns, man. Okay, so how do I know that these things are, you know, how did I know? How did you know this before if you didn't even watch it? Because it was televised, man. It was broadcast. It was organized. It was funded. I mean, how far down? Oh, pardons were handed out. Really? Because why would you need pardons? Because did something go wrong here? You mean attacking the Capitol? Like they did back in 2011 in Wisconsin. Oh, we are here, Scott Walker, to sing against you, right? Oh, my God. How many police were hurt? None. Oh, wait, I take it back. There was one incident at the sing-along on a really heavy day that the police decided to go after the brothers. The only two brothers that were in the crowd, right? Yeah, they know who they are. And Damon and CJ, right? And they're pretty popular guys. Nice guys, man. Wonderful guys. And for some reason, the cops targeted them that day. And as they, you know, basically were just backing up like this. Oh, man, the cops went after him. And yeah, they tackled him. They had to, you know, basically, like they hogtied him and carried him away that way. Right? Oh, I was there. How do I know these things? I was there. I was there that day.
Hmm.
Right? So, I mean, that was the only time that I know that an officer was injured on duty at the Capitol during the demonstrations, we'll call them. I ain't going to call it a protest, man. Scott Walker was the protest against all humanity and decency in Wisconsin and every Republican up there. Still is. All right. What? Adam and Liz, you know, they decided to vote for impeachment? That's two out of all the Republicans in the House and Senate that decided what Trump was doing was wrong. Oh, I'm having fun this week. Yeah, I got right-wingers making comments on Facebook. Give me a knife and a fork. I'm going to eat these guys. Everything I say is just, it's like lunacy, right? And then they're like, oh, you're a different reality. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I'm in a different reality.
Yeah, different than them.
Ooh.
I mean, I don't know how you can see. Like, the thing that struck me a little bit was being able to have some different camera angles and more audio that you didn't hear before. And just see how vicious and angry, and mostly, I mean, I don't want to paint the race picture here, but mostly white guys being really angry and doing violent stuff.
I'll paint it for you.
Jeez, man. Come on.
Yeah, and it's not just because my whole family's brown. Underneath me, that is. My brothers and sisters, mom and dad, everybody before that. Yeah, hey, you know. What can I say? I decided to cross the ocean. And a lot of people did that. You know, I wonder how long is it going to be before Republicans are, you know, and the Supreme Court are ready to, like, make it illegal for different cultures to marry each other. Right? Uncle Thomas. Aunt Jenny. I mean, she's involved in the January 6th. All this stuff that's going to come out is like, it's like the entire Republican Party, minus two. Everybody else, oh, yeah, you went along with everything. And then you hear these asses, this Republican Party legislature in D.C. say, yeah, but we liked Trump's policies. You know, we just don't name a policy. What, border walls? Racism, calling for violence. Go ahead, beat that guy, man. And then you got clowns that are willing to call this station throughout the day and talk about, you guys are trying to incite violence. I mean, come on. How, in America today, do you really, really look at these two political parties and figure that if someone's voting democratically over Republican, and I'm democratically, wow, get that? Huh, not Republicanly, whatever the hell that might be. Maybe that's what you guys are now, Republicanly. Hey, that's kind of hard to say to everybody. I don't know. MTG doesn't have any trouble with words, does she? Boebert didn't write up a bill for travel in the state of Colorado that would have traveled the earth 1.5 times. That's what she's trying to get. She got money back for that? Oh, this is just the tip of the iceberg, people. Do I think anybody's going to go to prison and have to sacrifice everything? All this ill-gotten wealth? Hell no. I'm not that naive. See, and that's why you can't get charges from attorney generals and I mean, for shooting a black man in the back 7 times, you know, doesn't have a gun, but he's reaching for a butter knife, I think. I don't know. I was scared. If I went out there and saw a bunch of cops coming down the street, and I'm scared. Can I shoot them now? Which leads me to that Uvalde. I mean, no, I'm going to wait till after the break to rip into that, because that's another one that I was like, you know, people on Facebook, well, I don't know. We need to get more information. How much more information do you need than the parents that were there trying to get in and save their children?
How many times does that have to happen? I mean, what information do you need?
I think this was the worst one because by all rights, they could have saved some of these people. We know that. That's why this guy just is defending his ass all the way. But we'll wait till after the break because I don't know if everybody knows about.
Yeah, stay on the.
You know, this guy. It's January 6th stuff.
Stay on the
okay?
January 6th.
January 6th.
Yeah, good stuff.
I'm not going to watch any of it. I'm not going to listen to people try to compare that with Black Lives Matter marches where white people came out of their castles with their assault rifles. Same guys that went to January 6th? Really? Yeah, who's inciting violence? Oh, they're running for Congress, these guys are. And there's a good chance they're going to win. Because it's gerrymandered in America. I despise this country, man. It just, it grosses me out because I see it and feel it more and more every hour. And yet I'm watching people just ignore it. All of it. Making excuses. Democrat, Republican, I don't care, man. I don't know what it's going to take for people to understand this is like life and death stuff, okay? It's there. Oh, you think it's bad in Ukraine with Russia? But you don't think it's bad here in America where you got this far right stuff thinking that, oh, they're being threatened, so they're going to attack, right? Guys like me. I don't know, maybe they won't attack me. I look kind of like Jesus, don't I? I mean, there's like my crown of thorns there. What do you think, Jason?
Yeah, you got a little Jay vibe too.
I look a little rednecky, don't I? Got my sleeves cut off. Yeah, I look like one of those guys.
I mean, I don't think they'd pick you out from a crowd, but
unless I said something.
Yeah.
I'm getting better at not doing that because it's been dangerous for me.
Yeah.
In Wisconsin to drive around with like a bumper sticker that said, you know, it didn't say hang Scott Walker or anything, not like hang Mike Pence.
Yeah, just
and then for Trump to say that, maybe our crowd's onto something. He deserves it. And it wasn't like he laughed afterwards either. Ooh. No, he usually laughs after he kind of grabs him by the you know what and then brags about it in a trailer with some other clown.
I mean, just despicable human beings. What? I don't understand it, man.
They're going to vote for that.
I don't understand.
And so, you know, you tell me you're voting Republican? Yeah, you're sick at this. Yes, I'll call you grotesque. I'll call you racist and fascist. You're voting for that. It's not even a secret. Okay? It's like, what are you guys smoking? Because I smoked some pretty good stuff, and I don't ever kind of lose that one. You know? So we're going to go to a break, and I do see, Nick, I see you on there.
We got less than 2 minutes. Got like a minute and a half.
I haven't talked to him for a while, so we'll let him.
All right.
You know, come after the break, Nick, if you heard that.
Yeah, that sounds good. Hey, I got one quick one before we go to break.
Yeah.
What's your take on Dr. Oz? Huh? What a joke.
Is he the guy that was...
Don't
pull the curtain over the side, you cowards.
I think he won the primary.
Anybody with a fake name Oz, because I doubt that's his... Is that a stage name? It's kind of like Pizza Box Mike. Why don't you use your real name? Oh, okay, I'm White Boy Mike. I like that better. I do. I did, because I am white as could be, man. And the sun's been out. But I was bored in the shade. And I come out at night, too, people. I wake up early. Actually, I come out in the morning, like 2, 3 in the morning. Should have heard this fox screaming the other night. I go out there to find out what's going on there. These two fox were kind of circle around this big white cat with one eye. I'm like, hey, Lucky, come on over here. Well, I got the cat. I mean, it was like, really loud. Now I know what a fox sounds like when they're hunting and screaming. Yeah, we will be back. A short break, and then we'll talk to Nick on the other side.